Thank you so much for being here this morning and taking some time out of your Sunday to join us at the North Sound Church of Christ. Hope you are in the right place. You never know with the 4th of July weekend who you'll have in town, so it's great to have some faces visiting. Really glad to see some friends, old friends in town. Thanks for coming up to say hello. This is Bellingham, Washington.
What?
Sort of one of, I know. It's sort of like the Northwest American corner outpost spirituality. In the continental U.S., of course, Alaska's got, you know, the Northwest spot. But I'm really glad that you're here this morning, and I'm really excited to continue preaching in Acts. So what we're doing is we're just preaching through the book of Acts. We're probably going a little bit slower than some of you may be accustomed to, and we're just really going to be going through the scriptures here and taking a look at what God is doing through the power of the Holy Spirit, through people that were living in the area of Jerusalem, people that were living in the area of Samaria, and now we are looking at the city of Caesarea, which was a little bit farther to the south. So what you can do is open up your Bibles to Acts chapter 10. And what we're going to do is we're going to finish that chapter today, this morning. And since we are kind of preaching through this narrative, what's going on just before this is Peter, through the power of the Holy Spirit, had a vision. And in that vision, he was ordered by an angel to go and see a man named Cornelius and visit his household in a city that was further to the south. Now, Peter was in a place that was called Joppa, which is sort of modern-day Tel Aviv. But the Spirit had told him through this dream, this vision, I want you to go south. Some men are going to actually come to your house. They're going to arrive here, and I want you to go with them, and I want you to preach the gospel word to this household. So Peter submissively says, all right, amen. I'm going to obey, and I'm going to go, even though these guys are not Jewish, and I really don't want to spend any time with them. But God, if you say I should go, then I'll go. And so what he does is he obeys, and he travels with Cornelius' servants, and he goes to his house. And so now what you've done is Peter's arrived with about six other Jewish disciples, and he's arrived at Cornelius' house, and I think he was surprised when he got there. A, he's surprised at himself because he's stepping foot in a non-Jewish house, and he knows that when he gets back to Jerusalem, he's going to